Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen studio. I believe I just saw Bill Bush Park, which did not know he was going to be here today, which we were happy to have him here, which we'll see in a second. Sip, how are you today on this fine Wednesday morning?
It's going good now.
Well, I didn't know that. Yeah, he hasn't walked in the studio yet, but I didn't mean that. I saw Bill Park at 6 over there.
No, I'm glad to have him, but when I said now, it means that biscuit.
Oh, you had some, yeah, you had some breakfast there.
That biscuit, no,
you said it was the wrong thing you ordered, though. You didn't order what you actually got from McDonald's this morning.
It was stuck in my throat. And you do that, right? Where you eat so fast that.
Yes.
And then you got it.
Yeah, I eat food really fast. That shouldn't surprise anybody. I just house it. Yeah. I don't actually taste the food usually.
Right.
So I couldn't actually tell you if it was good or not, but it works.
I didn't know that totally about you, I guess.
Last night, I got home from a golf event. I was starved beyond belief, and Elizabeth had made hamburgers. I had two. I made like a hamburger sandwich, like no bread, like hamburger, bacon, hamburger.
Oh, boy.
So greasy hands and very full stomach, but very good.
Very interesting choice of...
Yeah.
Wow. And you housed it.
I housed it, and I felt ill about an hour later. Like I was fine. Like I'm still good now, but... I realized there was a lot of food that I had in a very short amount of time.
We're in full-blown idle chit-chat.
Yes, we are.
No, what I was talking about is I had that biscuit, and I do that all the time where it gets lodged in my throat. And then the time was coming where we're going on air, and right at the moment we went on air, it kind of went down.
So good. That's good.
Yeah.
Glad to hear that.
Is Bill here?
I think he's getting coffee or something. I did this morning. I told you I was driving in, and about 5:30, I'm driving by the True Value. I'm saying True Value at 70th and Van Dorn. And I know it's a commercial business. You can do what you want, but there is a guy that was mowing at 5:30 a.m.
At True Value?
Now, this is not a neighborhood. It's a business district, but yeah, True Value at 70th and Van Dorn. At 5:30 a.m., a man was mowing the yard. It is light enough. He didn't have a light on his mower, but I was impressed by the fact that he was doing it. And I guess it's not a neighborhood, so I can't complain about that.
Bill is here.
He is here.
This is going to need some explanation.
Yeah, we're glad explanation. Yeah, did expect to see Bill this week, and he's here on Wednesday, which is fantastic. But
it's only Wednesday.
I'm sure he'll have thoughts on people mowing at 5:30 in the morning as well.
I'm not down with it. I mean, I'm not going to do a big
seminar. It's not residential, though. It's commercial. It's a business. They don't have as many rules as residential. If you move at 5:30 in the neighborhood, that's a problem. But
yeah.
Business,
okay.
You can get away with that, I believe.
Bill, please explain what's going on right now, if you don't mind.
Steve.
What is it?
The carnival waits for no one.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
It's been...
MPCA, make Pender Carnival again.
What happens? You get a call.
What's that? There was just not really a call, just duties that kind of had to happen. And honestly, I just wasn't in vacation mode, so I just came back. I just wasn't in vacation mode, so my mind was elsewhere, and so maybe I'll get a vacation later
this
in
this good.
Year.
This is good. All right. You
have a sandwich you're eating?
Yeah, he got the wrong sandwich,
no,
Bill.
No,
he didn't order that. He didn't order that.
This is all right. This is very interesting. You weren't in vacation mode.
Yeah, so I opted out of vacation.
I'm glad
you're
here.
Yeah. I think it's a good thing to learn. It's kind of like...
get back.
Chris Buchholz taught me this at a very young age when he started to go out a little bit. He's like, hey, if there's nothing going on, just go home.
Wow.
Just go home.
Buchholz taught you that?
He taught me that. And then sometimes it's like, hey... Also, if you're out and things are going on, take the heat and just take the grounding or whatever it is. Don't all of a sudden leave something where it's like, well, I got to go home. If I don't, I'll get grounded.
No.
Just get grounded. Just take the grounding.
No,
that's important to know. That's a rule to live by. And same thing, if you're not in vacation mode, really, then don't press through it. Just be like, you know, maybe I'll move it off, or just I'll put it back in different time.
Wow.
That's Bill's thrills already. I mean, that's some advice right there.
I am shocked. I'm not shocked. I've never contemplated. You just weren't in vacation mode.
Yeah. So wasn't tried it, started it, wasn't there.
You were there for how many days there?
Two, I think. A couple days. And then
we'll just say north.
Yeah, up north. And I drove back part of the way and then spent yesterday in Pender. Carnivaling, and then whipped home last night and did that.
Do you have carnival updates?
It says that, yes, progress is made. Probably should update the tournament a little bit.
Okay. Tourney.
Yeah, it's getting a little out of hand with a lot of things going on. So
what
the tournament is really blossoming is the best part. So that's going on. And if there's a couple breakers joined up. I think there's a spot, one maybe, or two left. If not, Gavin is going to open that up to locals, which obviously there's people that have called and asked, not called that have wanted to be able to get in.
Yeah.
We are full almost? Like
yes,
close?
And then it would have been full the first day, but we did kind of open it up a little bit for the breakers to get there from out of town.
Did.
And so Pender welcomes that to bring people in from out of town to see everything that's going on. And so, yes, there's a...
It's a lot of out-of-towners descending on Pender. Does
that's
often?
Good.
I have a phone
it's
call
tourism
with,
time.
I have a phone call with the mayor today.
Yes. Like, the mayor.
The mayor.
There is a mayor.
There is a mayor, and so I'll be talking to
you know
the
who
mayor.
That mayor is?
But the mayor. I don't know him. I've met him
it's
one
him.
Time briefly.
It's a he.
And so I'm looking forward to that, and it'll probably come on air, I'm sure, for a minute or two.
Nice.
Like that.
We'd like that.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things going on. Yes, we'll see
if
that...
This is June. Now, we're talking about June 26th.
That's right.
That's correct.
16 days away.
Yeah. 16 days away. We'll be whisked up there on a Thursday night to the Crossroads Resort. And we'll stay at the Crossroads Resort on Thursday night and then head in Friday morning. And then we'll be whisked off
to
the golf course, which is roughly, I'm gonna say it's 3.9 miles to the north. Yes, and there's a chance that Chase Johnson is going to drive you there in his semi. He has a semi truck, and he may take us all out
us.
There. All of us out there. He goes, well, let's put Sip in the sleeper. We'll be fine. And we might
can we honk the horn?
And we'll honk the horn on the way out there. We'll yes, there's a lot of things going on.
Do you think Bill won't honk the horn?
Oh, yeah.
It'll be required. Be required.
Wow. This is all very interesting to me. So the big news is the golf tournament is basically full.
Yeah, that's done. And
you knew what was going to happen.
I had no doubts about that.
If we had like unbridled time, I don't think that fit really, but it's unbridled time. Then we could have easily had 27 teams.
No.
It doesn't really work.
I like the attempt.
But yeah, I'm not sure where to go
confident
with that.
Word.
Yeah, unlimited probably been better than unbridled. Try to get a little fancier.
He was thinking about this. I don't think that's going to work.
I think that's going
to
work.
Make it work.
I think it can somehow a little bit. Please text in what the word unbridled says in the dictionary.
Unhinged time.
Does unbridled work for unlimited? Yes, yes.
But anyway.
What if you had unlimited pancakes or unbridled pancakes? I don't think unbridled.
It's not quite the synonym that I don't think we're looking at.
It's not the same. No, that doesn't work the same.
Very different.
Unbridled salad bar.
Yeah. yeah, it doesn't work.
Welcome back. This is very interesting. Wow. Yeah.
But we would have had
vacation short.
Yes. I think it's just a Bill Shrill's lesson.
It's
just,
very interesting.
If it's not there, move on.
Wow.
And that was a Chris Buchholz type thing of when to stay out. Because sometimes you've been out, remember, Sip, and maybe you're 17 and something was going on, and someone's like, with older people, like, I'm not leaving.
Right.
And you just knew when you got home that it was going to be a bad scene.
Yeah,
first of all, it's going to be the deep breath, thank God you're alive, because there's no way to track us at that time. They didn't know where you were. You could have been on the Loop River at 3 in the morning. No one knew where you were. Mm-hmm. And then it was the thank God you're alive. And then came the ass chewing. It was like it was Steve?
Severe.
Steve?
He's had it.
Severe.
Yes.
Yes. But yeah, you're right. But sometimes, yeah, you just go for it. I don't know if I've ever had that cognizant thought in my head that I'm just going to go for this. I just did it without.
So anyway. I learned that from Chris Buchholz.
This is another life lesson.
Life lesson. And then, like I said, if you're in vacation mode and you're not in mode, it's kind of like my mind was kind of elsewhere. Sure. And just wasn't quite in the deal. So, like, well, just opt out and hopefully bank them for later.
Yeah, and don't.
That's the deal.
Yeah, you don't have to force it, right?
Yeah.
You don't force
it. Now, I will say this. It was already planned that I had my own vehicle to come back. So that was already set up.
God.
My dad's getting inducted into the...
Whoa.
Into... I don't know if it's a lifetime achievement or Hall of Fame type of thing for Northeast Nebraska coaching.
Oh, you're kidding me.
On Friday night.
Nice.
So I was going to be back for that anyway because we were supposed to stay from Saturday to Saturday.
What night's this?
Friday night
in Norfolk. So I was going to be back then anyway. So that allowed it. I'd hate to be over in Paris or somewhere in Sweden and I was all of a sudden I wasn't in vacation mode. That's a lot to come back
from. You're not coming back early
Probably
for that
not,
trip.
Kind of coming back for that one. I just couldn't imagine flying to the moon in 1969 and all of a sudden halfway there, I'm like, I'm not in the mood for this.
Good to have your truck.
Yes.
I mean, you need an escape plan.
Yeah. So I had a plan already, and then that's just the way it went.
Yeah. That's good. And congratulations to your dad. Anytime Absolutely. I mention your dad, people are like, oh, yeah, he's a legend. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's a legend.
So he feels he got this award. He just outlived everyone else. That was his take on this. He's 91.
Being humble.
Yes, but he will be doing the coin flip at the All-Star game.
Oh, yes.
Whoa.
Yeah, they have a Northeast Nebraska All-Star game on Friday night.
Nice. I do.
Yes. And so, yeah. So
I wonder if Sean's aware of this.
He'll be doing the coin flip.
Send Sean up for that.
Yes. And this
I'll be up there covering it probably.
He has to cover. That would be a simple step for my dad. Ron flipping the coin. That'd be the best part. How was the game? I just talked to Ron
the whole time.
I don't even know what. I didn't know what even happened. I don't know who was in the game. I had no idea. I just covered Ron, and then talked to Tamara. She'll be there.
Tamara will be there.
Tamara's the one driving.
Are you going?
What's that? Oh yeah, I'm going. Yeah.
God dang. Yeah, you needed to get back.
Yeah. So.
All right, here we are. Good. The stool.
We're all back.
Stool's back together.
I'm a little disoriented.
Good to be that way some ways, sometimes too.
Yeah, more than normal. Connor's
this is still idle chit chat, by the way.
Yeah, please mention that Connor's here.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, Bill, yesterday,
Connor wasn't here?
No, Connor hit a deer yesterday morning.
Hit a deer.
On the way in.
Says the deer was dead, but the car was fine, and Connor was still here by like 5:30, so it didn't affect him that much. But he hit a deer yesterday.
What highway was Connor on?
By down by Hickman, so
So what highway was
Hold it? That doesn't add up to where he lives at.
I know.
I brought that up too. The math doesn't work here, Connor.
I live in Milford,
and I hit a deer by Hickman. This does not add up.
He lives in Hickman. It's
very interesting. Yeah,
Connor, what was going on?
Was there an overnight or something, Connor?
He's 21.
These things add up to something, Connor.
Yeah. Is he 21?
We're going to need some answers on
this. His face is getting red over there.
He doesn't know what to say. Obviously, there's some parents that are unaware of what...
Yeah, why are we in Hickman?
A lot of parents are unaware of what happened.
You weren't in Milford that night?
Yeah.
Connor, what's going on?
Hit a deer.
The deer's dead and Connor's okay, apparently.
I hit an entire herd in...
oh, my God.
In Utah.
Did
state.
You really?
Yeah, when I was in...
You hit a herd of deer.
Hit a herd that's basically right in town. Right in town, there's a couple deer in front of me, and I hit the brakes, and I hit one, and about eight of them ran right into the side of my car. There's a deer face right against the window.
Oh, my God.
Is it night? Yes.
Oh, my God.
Can't imagine that the car did well with that.
It did.
Total?
It did not.
Total.
It didn't go. It didn't total, but it wasn't good. It wasn't good at all. No.
Oh, we should mention that Greg did meet his the guy at
Quattro at Lee's Chicken yesterday.
Yes,
you get the 05 World Series jacket in exchange for the wiffle ball bats and balls.
And he said that the jacket is in pristine shape and fits him as if it were tailored.
Nice.
And he met at Lee's Chicken.
Yeah. But they did not dine at Lee's Chicken, though.
You think Greg maybe should have got him like a two-piece?
Yeah.
You guys say that, but I don't know. It was like at 2:23.
You don't need to get a full meal. Get a snack.
Get something. Yeah,
I need a full-on meal.
Are they even serving at that time?
Yes.
I bet the organ was already going. Yes.
Anyway, it worked.
Yeah.
Like, Radio Tradio's working. Now 100%. Well, we were going to do it, but now it's full-on Radio Tradio.
Back.
So be ready for that. Be ready for that, everybody. 7:35 on Friday.
That's right.
Today's Friday. Wednesday.
It is Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's light, Bill. It's way light.
It's way light, and we're getting to the worst day of the year, which is also the best day of the year. Because after that,
swings
starts going down, starts going the Bill Bush direction.
And it swings fast.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Like, you won't see guys mowing at 5:30 in the morning in about a month or two.
There was a guy mowing.
I was driving my True Value at 70th and Van Dorn this morning at 5:30, and there's a guy mowing the yard of True Value. Not commercial building, yeah, not commercial, residential. So it's okay, but
I'm fine with it.
He didn't have a light on the mower. He was just going with the light of the day at 5:30. Right.
There's no what's the closest home? Would you guess?
Oh, it's a couple
blocks probably.
At least I'm saying even. Yeah, it's where I know where I.
There's nothing really close to that for house.
So you guys are totally fine with
it. I'm okay with that one.
I don't know that area because I'm on the north side. I don't.
I'll say this: if you want to challenge,
I know where that is.
If you want to challenge, it's right across from the Kitty Corner or Caddy Corner, whichever from the Great Fruit Stand.
Yes, which has HIS Auto, great advertiser of the ticket. We love HIS Auto, Rico, and the Fruit Stand.
I think he is okay on that. I thought
if it was a neighbor, that's not going to fly. But no house really nearby. I was just surprised someone was mowing that early, but it didn't bother me. I was okay with it.
You want to challenge yourself with some parking? Try going to that.
Oh yes,
the parking. Is
yes, it's tough.
It's
at where?
At HIS Auto.
Not
the fruit stand.
Not HIS Auto. That's tough over there too. But
which one?
Over at the hardware store.
Oh, that is tough.
It's tight.
It is very tight. That whole area is interesting parking. Go over there sometime and
try to get back on a street from there and just try it out. And you're gonna have to put it in reverse a couple times. And I park in the other parking lot, like wherever that's in front of. Like it's like I don't know what it is, but there's space over there, so I don't even park in front of the hardware store.
I never get that way. I don't very rarely get that way. I'm north. Yeah. You guys are south. It's like we live in different towns, right?
Yes. Idle chit chat. Not great for Bill. The Hurricanes beat the Golden Knights last night 5-3.
What's the series?
2-2.
Ooh.
That was in Vegas last night. 5-3 Hurricanes beat the Golden Knights. 2-2. So Hurricanes scored two goals in the third to pull away, win 5-3.
It has to be one of the greatest Stanley Cups ever.
They've been epic games, all of them.
Let me say it's 5-3, just so you guys know, that was empty net goal. So it was 5-4, and they pulled it at the very end, correct. But they tied it back up, the Knights did, at 3-3.
They did.
And then they went to 4-3 and couldn't score, had several chances. I don't think the Knights, I think it's the one thing I'd like to, if I could get a hold of their coach via email, I don't think they work on power plays, defending them or operating them, because they just don't. When they get a power play, it's like, oh, wow, they got a power play. They may get one shot on goal in 2 minutes. And it's just their power play is not up to speed.
It's interesting. There's teams that don't handle it well. It's weird. Anyway, the Knights, what I noticed about them the other night, I did watch one period of it on Saturday night.
You did?
Yeah, I was at Buffalo. I was at
Wings. The Golden Knights won in double overtime that night.
They got some big hosses.
Yes.
The Golden Knights got some, like, there's like a, they got, there's got to be guys that are 6'7", right?
I don't know if they're that big, but there's some,
we're going to find out, right?
There's some big people out there. I agree with that. Laura brought up to me the other day that she feels that the Hurricanes are better skaters. Laura did.
She identified them as better skaters.
She goes, I just feel like that the Hurricanes skate better than
she might be right.
How was your assessment of that, Bill?
I didn't really push back. There was a tilted head look. Like, really?
Professional hockey player.
And then also, I'm just kind of like, you've never watched hockey in your life. And two things happened last night. One time was like, what happened? I go, what happened on the end of the power play? And then Laura's like, I don't know. I don't have my glasses on.
And so
she couldn't see it. Then the next, I come back out and I'm like, what happened here? She goes, I don't know. I dozed off. She was on the couch. I don't know.
But she didn't yell, come on, Gonzaga.
Come on, Gonzaga.
They're not playing.
Games, Laura. We're on a different channel now.
Different sport right now, actually.
They do have 6'5", 6'6", 6'4", 6'3", 6'3", 6'3". Jeez.
Yeah, that's big.
Yeah, they got some big
ones.
It's
like a basketball team going out there on skates.
It's been a great series. Game 1, 5-4, Golden Knights. Game 2, Hurricanes in overtime, 4-3. Game three, Golden Knights in double overtime, 5-4. Then last night, again, a late goal makes it a two-goal game, but it was tight until
it was tied in the third.
5-3.
It was tied in the third.
That's good hockey.
You should
that's
watch
fun.
It. It's fun to watch. These cities are really into it.
Oh, God, they are. Can you name the Knights goalie?
No.
Carter Hart.
Should have known that.
Yes. Jake, I'm sure I'm right.
I would not have that right.
Jake, I'm sure I'm right. You can double check it.
It looks like that. It would be Carter Hart. Yes, Carter.
Sydney would have been. Sydney can name the whole roster.
Really?
My daughter.
That's impressive.
Can name the whole roster.
They have some defensemen that are. They have a defenseman named Jacob Megna, who's 6'6", 220. You do see all shapes and sizes on a hockey rink. Although they're pretty big across the board. God, they're big.
I need to watch
Game
5.
When you say all shapes, is there a bunch of others? Is there a couple chubby guys out there?
There's guys that like look like me, kind of. And then there's guys that are 6'6", 220. Now, I would say this, looking at the Knights roster, they're just a big team. They sign big players. They don't go with 5'8", 5'9". Damn. Keep talking. Just keep talking.
I like that Golden Knights roster. That's great. Listen, it's a great series so far, 2-2. I'm going to try to watch Game 5. I haven't watched hardly any of this series. It's been epic, and that's my fault for
not
watching.
It's worth watching.
I'm sorry, everybody.
I would say this. It's the first period you could probably opt out, but by second and third, you want to watch.
They have nobody under 5'11". Now, they have one 5'11 guy.
If there's anyone else who would like to get a cut-up of this podcast of the Knights roster,
yes, we need
weights
that.
And measurements.
I'm going to Carolina.
I'm seeing apparently you mentioned a guy named Jacob Megna. He played for UNO hockey. He's a Mav.
Oh, my God.
We got a Mav on the Golden Knights.
Who weighed in on that?
Hold on. That means Greg Dozen. That means Greg drove the Mav Boney
when
he was playing.
You know who chimed in? That was Murray and Havlock, a.k.a. Missing Tooth Greg. Jacob Megna, UNO, who Greg has seen play from his Mav.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to Progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com.
Mav Boney. I bet you Greg's talked to him. I'll guarantee if you drive the Mav, I guarantee you Greg knows him personally.
Yeah.
Thank you, Greg.
Okay, see the Carolina Hurricanes right away, 5'10" guy. 5'8" guy. Logan Stankoven, 5'8", 165.
5'8", wow.
Yeah, I saw that guy. He's a little guy with a black beard. Yeah. Greg.
So he's just the...
He's not, the small guy
not,
with the black
he's
beard.
He's not Santa Claus. He's a big guy with a white beard.
He's a little guy with a black beard. Yeah. I know I saw him on Saturday night. Because I thought, God, that guy's little.
Anything else from Carolina's...
5'10" Seth Jarvis, 5'10", 184. Yeah. He's like my size. Well, I'm 5'8".
Just compare you to see how he stands.
And when did you become 5'10"? when did that come up?
When the gross part hit that? I remember that.
That's funny. You guys are really funny. They do have a 5'8" guy. Huh. See? They're not nearly as big. They're not. Well, they do have a 6'5" guy. Keandre Miller. These are usually, I think Greg would agree, they're usually defensemen that are the big dudes.
Yes. Greg, give us a breakdown of the... Starting lineup
it is bright sunshine at 6:23 right now.
Wow!
We, this You could play golf right now and see everything. Oh, God, you could see the whole golf course at 6:23 mm-hmm. right now. This is very bright.
I'm with Bill. What is today? June?
It's June 10th. It's long days.
Yeah.
Long days.
June 10th. I think it's going to get a little bit darker. Like Friday, it's going to rain.
It's possible.
What happened to the rain last night? It was headed right towards us. York was in.
Well, what time was
the warnings? And
it
and
rained.
Did it rain last night?
Yeah, I had it on my windshield. I think it rained this morning. It's
supposed to rain here in like a half hour.
But
there was major storms. Kennesaw got hit just south of Hastings.
Were you out there?
I was not out there, but I have family
Kennesaw.
In that area, friends and family that let us know. They went to the basement. Is that
kind of deal?
Yeah, that kind of deal. And then York was, and I looked at the radar. I go, this is heading right towards us. So somehow it veered, went off. Path.
Often does that, or just breaks up. Yeah, just breaks up. We often don't get anything.
Thank you, Shemek.
No, it does.
He's from Columbus. You know,
he does. It does. Did you ever study under? Did Ken ever come back for weather day at the high school?
Not that I'm aware of. Yeah. I don't think. No, that's a good question. I don't think so. There were other Shemeks. He had brothers. I remember his brothers. I don't remember him. Oh. One of his brothers was very dark and hairy.
Very hairy.
Yeah, he was. He's like
one thing you remember for him.
Inordinately hairy. Yeah. He was.
Let's ask Ken about that.
Yeah, Ken would back me on that. He had his jet black hair, very dark skin, and very dark black hair on his back and wherever. It's true.
Does anyone else know family members that had a lot of back hair?
Yeah.
Stands out.
Ken Shemek would back me 100% on that. Now I'm going to say I'm aware of two brothers, Shemeks. And I don't remember Ken. I remember his brothers. I don't remember Ken. I remember his brother.
He made it big.
Well, he's older than you. He's retired.
Wyatt from Alma says, there was so much storm damage between Hastings and Minden. Trees down, pivots flipped over, grain bins in the middle of cornfields. It's a disaster out there.
Wait, where?
Between Hastings and Minden. That's where Bill's at the storm area last night.
Oh, no.
They're going to need to get some whippets out there to help out put this back together.
There's grain bins in fields?
That's what Wyatt says out there in the air. We hope that Joey and Bertrand's fine.
We have no idea.
We don't know.
I checked in with Candace. Where is she from?
Candace from Arthur.
I checked with her last night.
What'd she say?
She got a little bit of rain. I saw some storms. I go, because I'm always pulling for them because they need some.
They need rain.
They need rain bad for their fields, for their cattle to eat. Yes. Mm.
Hello to the family. I hope they've returned from Ireland. They listen to our show every day. She's the one who came up to me in the Omaha airport and said, "It's Candace from Arthur." And I thought, "Are you Candace?" She goes, "No, I listen to the show." Yeah,
we have listeners. Yeah, it's just amazing.
She was a woman. She was a woman that definitely looked like she could be Candace.
Yes,
it threw me for a loop. She looked like it could be Candace. It was
that could
Candace.
Be maybe that might be one of the, might be the new one that might go in there with Hash Hole and Randy. What if all of a sudden it's Candace? From Arthur. I hope that catches on.
Caught on with them. They're going to Ireland for 2 weeks.
That sounds fun.
Does
I
it?
Go back. I want to go back. Yes. That was a great time.
Yeah, it was.
I was thinking about when I was driving in. Is there any way that one of the more remarkable things, because the U.S. Open, is that this week?
Next week.
It's coming up. And I love the U.S.
Next
Open.
Week, yeah.
But then when they show the British Open, and I know it's not the British Open now, but I still call it the... It's like you're watching TV from the 70s. How can we not? We had better photos from the moon.
I love it, though.
I mean, it's just you're watching, and they hit the ball, and no one goes, is it on the green? I don't know what happened. You have no idea. It's
the rain droplets on them.
There's always rain on the camera.
Always. It's like, can't you cover that camera?
Yeah. It's like, can I put a little hood over it or something? That they do it on purpose. So you cannot tell. It's like
you can hear the wind.
It's always so windy.
You know, the wind,
great.
Then you just hope that someone like raises their arm if they make a putt because you don't know if it went in or not. It's like watching 1968 golf.
And Jake will verify. Sometimes they'll miss the putt by 17 feet.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
they will. Like, where were you putting?
Where's it going? It all of a sudden, it's in a pothole bunker.
Yeah, he'll putt. You know, go in the bunker.
Yeah, or they'll putt from 80 yards. They're off the green. I don't know. What should we do? Just putt it. It's like what are we doing? Just putt it. Imagine when you watch the U.S. Open, they won't be putting from 80 yards. No. It'll
No, and there won't be rain droplets on the camera.
Always droplets on the freaking camera.
What do you guys
want
to do with the media coverage? Same old, we're fine. Status quo.
Yeah.
Press on. We're fine. Get a pint of Guinness.
Hey, you know what? Never change. Yeah. Please, never change. Yeah. So.
Maybe they don't watch a lot of TV.
Yeah. I don't think they England. Watch a lot of TV. I think they still got like antennas
right.
and stuff. Yes. There's
the no, telly. They call no, it the telly.
The telly. There's no cable or anything. There's no streaming.
Is this on the telly?
Do that again.
Is this on the telly?
And it also tea time starts at 3 a.m.
It does, so this time.
That always throws you off a lot, yeah, too.
Wake up middle of the night.
It does. It starts all sudden. It's like you wake up and
Tiger's teeing off.
Rory's on 16.
How is it possible?
It's 6:30. How's he done? That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at 738 Ag.
Joey!
They don't guess, they game plan using soil tests, yield maps, and field data. They help farmers call the right shots for their ground. Learn more today at 738agllc.com.
Joey, chime in.
Please,
mark
Joey.
Yourself safe.
Joey will be at the stadium this weekend for the Bananas. We know that. That's Saturday.
For the Bananas, yes.
He has a luxury box.
He has a luxury
Look
box.
Look at Joey a little different now. I always kind of pictured him as kind of a blue-collar, hard knocker. Now he's got a luxury box.
Like the one thing, though, we have to give him some credit on is that he didn't ever say he had a luxury box.
Yeah, you saw
if I didn't
that's
happen,
right. Bill
if
did
I
did, see
if
that.
If I didn't come across it in a random, it never was going
to
come up.
Boy, that'd be very unappealing for anybody to do. Well, I got a luxury box, so.
Yeah. How about that weather? I don't know. I got my box. Were you in somebody else's? No, I got my own.
464
Oh, you're
five,
somebody
six,
else's.
Eight,
That's what you'd say to me.
Yeah.
You don't have a box.
Who's are you in?
Yeah. You're north side.
I'll be in a suite at the game. And Steve, you're in the media suite. You're covering it from there. It's not a luxury suite.
It's really comfortable in the suite.
Yeah. 464-5685. Call or text as always. We did have some news yesterday in the Nebraska basketball world. It's kind of good.
Talk about
it's kind of good, but also at one point it's disappointing. Now Nebraska is going to play a non-conference game against Butler in Chicago at the United Center. Is that correct, Bill?
It's not correct. Oh. Hold on. They're playing at a place I'd never heard of.
Okay.
It's called it's called the Credit Union One Arena.
Okay.
Is it possible they
renamed it?
No, that's different arena then.
It will take place at Credit Union One Arena on November 22nd.
Is that where DePaul plays?
That's possible.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Okay, so now, Jake, they have, this is their fourth neutral site game, right?
Yes, they will play the week before against Boise State, of course, in Sioux Falls. Providence, they're playing November 7th in Atlantic City.
Unkittsville, Connecticut. Let's do this right, Jake.
Providence,
they play in Connecticut on November 7th. It's I don't know how to pronounce it. It's spelled UNCASVILLE. They do not play in Atlantic City.
They're going to.
Maybe it's nearby there, but it's not.
Okay.
It is a casino, though. Providence. Boise State is November 15th. You're right. That is in
Sioux Falls.
Then they play
Jake
Missouri.
Will be there.
Then they play Missouri where?
That's in Kansas City.
Right. Thank you. December 12th. So it's Providence, November 7th, Boise State, November 15th, and Missouri, December 12th. They also played.
And then when's the Butler one again?
Okay. The Butler one's November 22nd.
Yes.
Okay. So they also play Creighton in their non-conference. So not bad there, right?
See, that's the problem with that. That's a road game. Their home slate is the real problem.
Now this is where it gets dicey.
This is for a team that just
listen to these, Bill.
This team just made the Sweet 16. There's gonna be amazing buzz for tickets. And here's your non-conference home slate. Lemoyne.
Don't know where
it
is.
Never heard of them. And is that like the Athletes in Action type of team?
No.
It's a real team.
It's a school.
Okay.
Lemoyne is I don't know if it's in Des Moines. It could be
not,
in Des Moines.
It's not in Des Moines. I think it's east somewhere.
Okay, gotcha. Lemoyne.
It doesn't get better. Then we get Lindenwood coming to town.
Have heard of them.
Where are they at?
No idea.
I'm guessing St. Louis.
I think Missouri.
I'm trying to look that one up.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Then we get USD, the South Dakota Coyotes, come to town. All right.
Here come the Coyotes.
Kind of a flex there.
Probably the best one so far.
Coming down for Vermillion.
They are.
Yeah, coming down. They'll probably think they'll fly, Steve. Or bus.
I'm guessing bus.
I'm set to it. It's about it take you about 3 hours.
Right, bus, so. Bus.
Then you get on. You get Mount St. Mary's comes to town.
That's
so,
normal,
hold
isn't it?
Not St. Mary's.
No, Mount St. Mary's. And not the Gales.
They slip the Mount.
The Gales in. Be fine, but be Mount St. Mary's is the
they
problem.
Are you sure the... Mount St. Mary's isn't somewhat formidable?
No.
I'll look it up.
Where are they're usually a 16 seed if they make the tournament, if they make the tournament.
And what is FDU? Division...
FDU is Farley Dickinson, who did beat Purdue as a 16 seed a couple years ago in the dance, but still.
It's not going to move the
needle.
That's
not going to move the needle.
No.
And then what about the last one?
At New Haven. So, to repeat, we had a pretty good non-conference slate of neutral site games, and then at Creighton, your home slate, Lemoyne, Lindenwood, South Dakota, Mount St. Mary's, New Haven, and Farley Dickinson. FDU is your non-conference home slate at PBA for a team that expects to, make another run this year, hopefully.
What did Robin say?
Well, here's what gets uncomfortable. Like, Sean will say during the season, you got to go to the game? I'll be like, it's New Haven. Like, well, no. I'm not.
I don't care how good Lindenwood's playing right now.
I'm not going that way.
No, I'm not going.
I'm seeing conference play.
Mount St. Mary's is in, it's not in California, which I would have thought.
Yes.
It's in Maryland, I think. Hold
we
on.
Had that one.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
No, Connor's holding something up. We already answered that one.
Okay. Mount St. Mary.
Lindenwood is in St. Louis. So you guys
yes,
were right.
I
Missouri.
Got that.
Good job.
Got
you guys
that.
Got that one right. Yeah. Way to go.
Not you guys.
I just said Missouri.
Not you guys.
Well, he said Missouri, though.
I said Missouri. St. Louis, Missouri. How's that? That's not wrong.
I pinpointed it.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's raining.
Mount St. Mary's is in Frederick County, Maryland.
Thank you.
Okay. Wow. Okay, of the four four non of the four neutral sites, rank them.
Okay,
I can do that.
But Missouri to me is number one. Not
Kansas
even close.
City, yeah, okay,
that's not even close. That's number one. I'm gonna go
Providence.
I'm gonna go Sioux Falls. I'm going Boise.
Okay,
it's a great atmosphere.
Then I'm going Providence. Then I'm going Chicago Butler.
Yeah, it depends what you mean by how you're ranking them. Are you ranking them by appeal of arena or
no? It's really just like the game, the interest. If it's like if I'm gonna go, I'm gonna go to one of them. What's the one you're picking? Oh, I'm picking Missouri.
I'm going to the
oh, you're picking
game.
Missouri, not Sioux Falls.
No,
but the Pentagon is a fun time.
Yeah,
but it's Missouri though. It's a former rival from the past in KC.
Norm Stewart. I mean, think about it.
Yeah. I'm with Bill on this one. I'd go to Kansas City because I don't need the kind of the the frat boy atmosphere.
Yeah, that is. That's what that one is.
Isn't that by Power and Light? It's all frat boy down there.
No.
Where's the game in Missouri?
No. It is raining.
Where's
the game
in KC at? Is it T-Mobile Center?
Yes.
That's Power and Light.
Why
well, not? Right there.
That's not frat row.
But
No.
Sioux Falls is 100%. OKC North.
Right.
That's going to be
everybody. You're wrong on this.
It's six guys
on Kansas City. That's not a college town.
Have you been to Power and Light?
Yes, but it's not a college town.
I understand that.
Jake, that's where it's going to be six guys.
You're
that's
all wet.
Go to Sioux Falls.
Go outside. You're all wet.
No, I'm not. No. And Sioux Falls is fun.
I know. Well, me and Bill don't want fun.
I don't know.
Providence and Butler doesn't interest.
I'm not going to a frat. What if
this, you don't want OKC like times two for what you are used to. If this is OKC North, you don't want
fun.
That.
It was fun.
That was amazing.
We could do the show from up there, but that's an absolute no because that's on. You know what's going on that day?
What?
The Nebraska plays college football.
Yeah,
do.
So college football.
Yeah, I'll be watching college football, and it is raining hard.
It is raining.
The drought has taken a hit. It's not over. It's taken a hit.
So now hold on. I asked Jake this because he's the basketball guy in the room. Does the non-conference neutral games offset the games in Lincoln?
It helps, but you want to see these games in person at your home, and that is a horrific slate in Lincoln.
It is.
Yeah. And let's just say the truth here. If we were playing, the only reason that Boise is interesting is it's at the Pentagon. That's not a great slate when you get past Missouri. Providence,
you could say.
Providence is okay. I can live with Providence.
It's a Big East team. Big East?
Yeah, if it's St. John's, you could sell me. That'd be cool to see.
Well, let's see where Providence was in the stand.
I don't think they had a great year last year. Butler was not great. I mean, Butler obviously has had success in the past.
You can go back to the 90s, and Butler had a run. or 2000.
Well, Butler, I think 09 and 10 made back-to-back championship games, lost them both to Duke and UConn, but they made back-to-back title games in college basketball, which is still insane.
Providence enjoyed last year a 15-18 season.
Enjoyed. I don't think they enjoyed it very much.
7-13. They enjoyed a 7-13 league record. No, that's not great. You're right.
Butler's in the Big East as well. What did they do last year?
Butler was 16-16 and also 7-13 in
the league. Did they go to the Crown?
I thought they did. They went somewhere.
And who won the Crown again? We need to know that because we need to track them next year.
The Crown.
If we get, let's give us the Crown. How about the Crown and the NIT? Who won the NIT?
Providence and Butler did square off in the Big East tournament.
Did they?
Yeah, so you could scout that. Yeah. They probably don't have the same
play.
They
probably have the film. I'm sure they're watching it right now.
Providence won that game by 10.
The Crown was won by West Virginia, by the way.
How did we forget?
In overtime against Oklahoma, 89-82. On April 5th.
Do not make fun of the Crown.
No.
Fred will call you out. He called me out in a press conference. I think it was in Houston. Or it
what
might
did
have been
you
Oklahoma
say?
City. Because we would routinely make fun of the Crown. Fred was, I swear to God, he was on the verge of saying, he was talking about how the impact of the Crown on his team, how much the Crown helped his team, helped it gather momentum into this past season. And he goes, I know there was some, and then he kind of stopped. And he was,
Did he glare?
Very classy. Fred's very classy. There's other coaches that would have just went on with the thought. Yeah. Fred stopped. I know where he was going. And I was just like, oh, this is going to be great.
Did he look at you, though?
Yeah, he glanced over. He said there were some other people that, and then he stopped, and he just moved on. I don't know for sure if that's where he's going. Fred, chime in if you're listening.
Fred or Coach Lenzer.
Well, there's two things with it.
What?
It did launch. That's a big deal. Mm-hmm. But when you didn't make the Big Ten tournament,
Thing.
That was rough. I mean, it lost to Iowa to fall out of the tournament.
It lost to Iowa at home to fall out of the tournament.
They lost some games down the stretch that were gut punches.
Yes.
And then donkey kicks. Yes.
Then they rallied, and so it did.
Jake, where did you come down on the Crown?
Well, I was happy to win it, but we wanted to make the as of the Iowa game, they still had an outside chance at the tournament, like the NCAA tournament. Right. You win a game in the Big Ten, there's a chance you might make it, but the fact you miss out, you're gone. You have no chance at the tournament. They were still showing up as, like, first four out.
Yeah.
So if you beat Iowa, that's a one game in the Big Ten, you're probably going dancing.
They got Cale Jacobson going in that Crown.
They sure did.
I mean, that was... That's where he kind of, what would you say, agreed. That's kind of where he emerged?
He had a great tournament.
Playing time, yeah, 100%.
So there's some things that were going on in that Crown that helped him. But anyway, that's the schedule. Good job. Now, what are you going to do about those games? You're going to be going, right?
I'll probably go.
You'll go see LeMoyne?
I'll go see LeMoyne.
New Haven?
Yeah, check it out, I'm sure.
New Haven?
Yeah, can anyone go through, start... If you went through, give me the list again, Jake.
LeMoyne.
Hang on here first. Say the name.
LeMoyne.
Who is the? What's their mascot?
No idea.
Next school.
Lindenwood.
What is their mascot?
Chanticleers.
No, I don't think it's
next.
It, no,
next game.
South Dakota. Coyotes. You got one.
Them. That's real. Next one.
Mount St. Mary's.
Any idea what their
Friars.
Mascot?
Friars.
Friar.
No, Friar. It's a guess. I don't
next
know.
One, Jake.
New Haven.
New
no
Haven.
Idea.
No idea.
And then FDU. I forgot what they are.
Yeah,
what do you mean you forgot?
They beat Purdue, and that was a big deal.
But if you don't know the mascot, because right now most of the schools, if you name schools, you're going to have a pretty good idea who they are.
There are sports shows that would know all those. We are not
Lindenwood Lions, apparently, from Wet Blanket.
Thank you.
We got one. We got two. South Dakota and Lindenwood.
Yeah, yes. Fairleigh Dickinson's very boring. It's the Knights.
I wouldn't have had that.
You could have guessed it, though.
Probably so.
Do the Friars factor in at all?
LeMoyne.
LeMoyne.
Dolphins.
Dolphins.
I'll be damned.
The LeMoyne Dolphins.
Are they on the water?
Are they? What if they were somewhere in Texas, the middle of this?
It looks like to me they're in Syracuse, New York. Now, this doesn't make sense at all.
I think they are there because they beat Syracuse like an exhibition game years ago.
And they're the Dolphins?
They're the Dolphins.
That makes no sense, though.
That makes no sense at all.
It's the LeMoyne Dolphins. They were 15-17 last year. It seems like everybody was 15-17. What's the NEC? Is that the
Northeast Conference?
They were actually pretty good, not 10-8 in their league. Can you name three teams in the NEC?
No.
Unlikely.
You can't name Stonehill?
Yeah.
I've heard of
them. Stonehill.
They ring the bell.
Chicago State is apparently.
That's
the
Northeast Conference.
Yeah, yes. Northeast Chicago State. Mercyhurst?
Yes.
Mercyhurst. It's one word. Mercyhurst.
Bring him to Lincoln.
And it's one word.
Fun to say.
Bring him to town.
It is fun. Mercyhurst.
Mercyhurst. Central Connecticut.
Central.
Yeah, Central.
Not Connecticut. No, Central Connecticut.
And is absolutely the Lemoyne Dolphins. Yes.
Well, we need to get to break. So, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in the downtown Lincoln area, where should the Breakers go today, Bill?
Early Bird.
Open right now at 19th with free and spacious parking. They have breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos, waffles, French toast, pancakes, and the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
Stop by today at Early Bird. Open every day of the week until 2 p.m. at 19th and K. When we come back, we got to give a guy some kudos that nobody ever talks about on this Nebraska football roster that's next on Early Break in the Ticket.